Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Winston Smith
and Cecilia Bernhardt.
Yeah, and this week we're going to talk a little bit about depression, everyone's favorite topic. Mm-hmm. And the topic is about a spouse who's depressed, and the question we receive goes like this: my wife struggles greatly with depression. I try to help her by listening and speaking the gospel to her, but very little seems to help. What do you suggest?
I guess a couple of things that I think of right away is, one, is I can't help but think about what it must be like to watch someone that you care about very deeply suffering and to feel so helpless kind of in the face of it. So I guess the first thing I want to say to this person is, I don't know what I want to say. I think the first thing I want to say to this person is, understand that as deeply as you love your spouse, you don't have the ability to cure their depression.
Yeah.
And you don't need to walk around with that kind of burden.
Mm.
And that God is actually calling you to something much simpler than curing it, but so much more important than trying to cure it, which is being a faithful witness to his love. In other words, love your spouse in simple ways that communicate to them that you're not loved based on whether you are or not depressed.
Yeah.
I think that message itself, that sort of testimony, witness day-to-day life, is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And keeps you maybe from being overwhelmed and is nourishing and life-giving to you.
Yeah,
and I would add to that. I think that's exactly right. And I would add that I would want to question the husband's definition of what help means. I mean, he says, I've tried to help her by listening and speaking the gospel, but very little seems to help. So it sounds like he wants to see change, which is good and understandable. Yeah. He wants her to be free of this depression, which is good. But at the same time, we ask questions of, while in depression, how can we still love and honor God and love others? And so he can, one, help her by modeling that. He has an opportunity to love and honor God and love her by listening, by serving. But the focus is outward, toward her, toward God, toward her.
Mm-hmm.
And he can model that for her. He can invite her into that, but not necessarily with an idea of seeing a particular change in her behavior.
Yeah.
I think tell me if I'm hearing you right, but I think you're kind of getting at, Seal, that we can communicate to people, even when we're trying to minister to them, that somehow their struggle is itself sin.
Exactly.
or inherently sinful. And by trying to help her change, so to speak, you don't want to communicate to your wife that if you were just trying harder or if you were just more spiritual, you wouldn't have this struggle.
Yes, exactly. And I can still remember that when I first read Ed's book on depression years ago, and he just talked about, rather than thinking about how can I end my own depression, but think about how can I love God and love others in it. That was revelatory to me, and it changed my own struggle with depression. And it is, I think it's helped me to be more of a help to all of the counselors I've seen since then.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we make it into quickly a moral issue, or I have a friend who's also gone through this, and you see them, over and over think, man, there's got to be a rope you can throw to a depressed person. Why aren't they and I'm throwing it. Why aren't they grabbing hold of it? Come on, I'm trying to pull you out.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you start, either blaming them, or you become hopeless about their hopelessness in a way. And Winston, your call is like faithfulness and mindfulness about the gospel. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're throwing that at them. It means you're living that with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we see the gospel lived out before our very eyes, it invites hope just by the very nature of the interaction that we will then have with the person who is depressed.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes this is certainly not true of all depression, but I think it's quite often the case that folks will wrestle with depression and they struggle to find words or find reasons to put to words the torments that they're suffering inside. And we can, in our efforts to sort of lift them up, communicate that it's not okay to talk about those things, when in fact, knowing the gospel freedom to actually give voice to and to groan over the things that are troubling them is part of growing and ultimately recovering.
Yeah. It's not like we don't have a psalmist who is in the dark at times.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a great point, Andrew, because we definitely have seen people who struggle with depression, grab hold of the Psalms and really claim them as their own, maybe rewrite a psalm in their own words, and that helps them to put a voice to that intense feeling that they're having.
Yeah. So one of the things we suggest, as this person asks, what do you suggest, is patience in walking, patience and faithfulness with our spouses if they're going through depression, because God does change people overnight, but that doesn't seem to be the general pattern of His love throughout our lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.